Thursday, May 18th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Hard to know which country and scandal to start with, Brazil or Washington, D.C. Let's review Brazil first. I've long been critical of JBS and the Batistas investing in the U.S. meat industry. My reason was that they got billions of dollars in Brazilian government cash. I knew from experience in Brazil that that would not happen above board. The U.S. meat industry was therefore competing against the Brazilian government embedded with JBS. I don't think that U.S. companies should have to compete against foreign governments, which is how I interpreted the JBS investment in the U.S. meat industry. I said that years ago, and sometimes it takes years for me to be proven right. I will give JBS credit for bringing some greater efficiency to U.S. meat processing so that they did improve overall industry productivity. The Batistas are under investigation for corruption in Brazil for pretty much the things that I alleged years ago. The investigations there are now confirming what I first suggested was the nefarious relationship with the Brazilian investment bank. When backed into a corner, the cornered often lash out. Batista allegedly had a tape of a conversation where acting President Temer endorsed bribing House Speaker Cunha to keep him quiet. Cunha led the impeachment process against Dilma Rousseff before himself being ousted and convicted for bribes. Essentially, from Batista's perspective, this is you come after me, I'll take you down with me. So now Brazil could be faced with yet another impeachment, or more likely a resignation. Temer was the vice president, and they don't have one now. The succession then goes to the president of the Chamber of Deputies. That would be Rodrigo Maia. There is a rule, however, that Brazilian presidents have immunity to most charges. Former President Lula da Silva has been investigated for corruption, and I expect that he too has guilt. He is still popular, however, and is said to be preparing to run for president again. As if he would win while president, he would have immunity to the charges against him. His goal would be to drag out the investigation at the next election and then win to gain immunity. I'll be surprised, but not totally shocked, if Brazilian people would be so gullible to play along with that. With Temer under scrutiny, the economic reform plans there are likely stymied, very similar to the situation that we have developing here in this country. The Brazilian real currency futures traded up the limit overnight. Brazilian farmers have been holding soybeans, waiting for their currency to weaken against the dollar. With the U.S. soybean market down from what it used to be, and the Brazilian soybeans having deflated in real, Brazilian farmers are getting the worst price for corn and soybeans there in years. They had record crops and very low prices. The weak real had been insulating them from lower prices. Tuesday, the real was 309, and today it traded 338 to the dollar. Roughly 9.3% times $9.50 soybeans equals 88 cents a bushel increase in value in real. The problem is that while soybeans may be worth more in real Thursday, they reduced the price in dollars in the United States, offsetting some but not all of the gain. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Brazilian farmers have fewer resources with which to hold crops off the market than they have huge supplies this year. When most others were saying that funds are short, so corn and soybean prices will rally, I said funds are short and they will be right. I will also point out that this is something that I had not read or heard from other analysts, so contrary opinion was also at work. Soybean and soy meal charts are forming bear flags, and they appear to be unfurling. Again, the funds are short and the funds are right. We are going to have a crop that went in on time that is well watered. Imagine the photosynthesis that heat would produce. The corn chart is threatening to break down out of a symmetrical triangle in sideways consolidation. All I ever heard from others is how these markets were going higher, so farmers could sell, with analysts picking out how high they thought it would go. The funds, of course, would short cover, causing the rally. I remind again that these markets typically do not go up when farmers own it. If the market doesn't perform before farmers need the bins for new crop, there'll be a problem. The failure to respond positively to a weak dollar is negative. As a general statement, it would appear that the bears are expanding their territory across many markets and sectors. Short-term benchmark lows may be set that, when penetrated, would trigger further cascades. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that any new tax bill would have to be paid for. That means that there would be little, if any, stimulus to it, as Trump has advocated for. Trump was willing to boost the deficit for growth. The market was disappointed. Doing Trump damage control may be all that the GOP congressional leadership ends up doing. The appointment of the special prosecutor can be seen as stabilizing. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.